My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, so we're one game into the preseason for the Commanders. They've got the Dolphins next. So I believe that's Saturday night at 7. And then they close it. You'd see your boy Drake May, Bish Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
They face the Patriots at home on August 25th.
I would think May would play a lot in that game. Well, maybe not a lot.
I think so. They've got four quarterbacks they played.
Maybe not a lot, but certainly more than what he played in the first preseason game.
I think Joe Milton got a ton of snaps.
Yeah.
And apparently he looked good. I read something about the quarterback coach raving about Drake May and how much he's great at, almost similar to what they say about Jaden Daniels. He's great processing and going through the reads. But we told you our first impressions. Matt Verderam came on the show and said they could be a surprise team in the NFC, predicted as many as 10 wins. A lot of that's based on Jaden Daniels. But listen to Dan Quinn, the head coach, talk about his young quarterback.
It's an interesting question, checking into it. I thought of Top Gun. Do I have permission to buzz the tower? No Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. And so I think on that one, he wanted to ask for forgiveness and not permission, and then throw, you know, an absolute dime, you know, over the top to Diami to go. So it was a really cool play. I think it probably illustrates for him the awareness and checks and things that go into it. So yeah, he did not ask for permission, so he went ahead and buzzed the tower anyway. So it was a really cool play.
So I didn't hear the question, so I guess I'm just gathering.
He's asking about him checking out of the play.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And yeah, it's a little unclear whether he had permission, because the way he said it, it almost sounded like he wasn't supposed to check out of it, but he did it anyway.
Right.
So that's what Tom Cruise does in the movie, right? Tom Cruise does it even though he doesn't have permission.
All right,
I guess it works out.
Remember. Right.
I do think it's a little interesting, and you just never know what's true or not, is that we heard that Sam Howell wasn't allowed to check out of many plays, right?
That's what we heard.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing was a disaster. But I don't even want to think about it anymore.
I don't know if I believe that.
Like I said, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
But I think it's encouraging when you see, when you, you know, hear about a quarterback who recognizes a defense, recognizes that a play is not going to work, and then checks to a play that does work.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not he had permission or not in a preseason game, maybe in the preseason games they're not supposed to check out of it. I don't know.
Well, listen.
But again, it worked out because it was a beautiful throw, a great catch. Give props to Diami.
He had light pressure. He didn't fully step up, but he had pressure right there, right on the outside from the left defensive end.
Yeah.
What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, give props to Diami, too, because he ran a good route. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a go route, but I mean, yeah. He made a good catch.
No, he made a contested catch.
Yeah.
But, the thing is, it was just, I'm just blown away by what a dime it was. I mean, literally a perfect pass.
That's
a perfect pass.
One of his specialties. I'm not going to say it's his specialty, but it's one of his specialties. You know, one of the criticisms, if you were looking at it before the draft, I can't remember who it was. It was one of these geeky guys who analyzes every route. One of the criticisms was the route tree at LSU was simple. And I do remember they said they ran a lot of goes. I'm going to make up the number. It was like 40% go routes.
Right. And, those NFL receivers.
The criticism was trying to say, well, they don't have a complicated route tree. He doesn't have a sophisticated offensive outlook, whatever you want to say. Like he has to face it. But if that's one of your strengths, why wouldn't you accentuate it? You know what I mean? Like he throws a great go ball. And at LSU, he had great receivers. Why wouldn't you do that?
I know Kime talked about it on his pod that he gave Diami a chance to make a play on the ball. And that's what receivers want. Give me a chance. You know what I mean? If it's just give me a chance. And he did.
Now, Diami made a play, and you mentioned this earlier, and we can open it up to callers. Jaden Daniels is always going to be the number one thing you look at when you talk about this draft class.
Mm-hmm.
But Sinnott impressed too. Three catches, 57 yards, it's physical.
He was dragging guys.
Needed a tight end. You know, Logan Thomas played well when he was healthy, but Sinnott could be a big time upgrade.
Well, remember, they also didn't have Zach Ertz. And Zach Ertz has looked good by all accounts in camp. Looks healthy,
right.
Looks good. Maybe you're going to get a little fountain of youth from Zach Ertz. So I think the tight ends are good. Sinnott, you know, if given an opportunity, I'm convinced he can do it. I'm convinced he can play.
And you pointed out the others blocked well on Jaden's.
When they draft a tight end who's not really from a passing factory or passing offense, because Kansas State wasn't like that. But, I mean, you draft him in the second round, you really like him.
Right. I thought there were so many bright spots, so many things to be excited about. I thought Brian Robinson looked really good, you know, especially considering they had, you know, 40% of the offensive line not there. Guys playing out of position. I mentioned to you earlier, I was impressed by all the quarter. I wasn't impressed by Mariota, but I've seen Mariota before. I mean, we kind of know what he is. He'll be competent. But I was impressed with Driscoll, who they may end up cutting. Driscoll's an athlete. I mean, we know that because he plays tight end and he's, you know, been able to stick in the league for 5-6 years, just kind of being a survivor. But then Hartman came in. I had very low expectations on Hartman. And Hartman was like a little gamer, a little baller.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed with him. So I think our quarterback room is fine. I think our running back room is fine. I think our tight ends are fine. Wide receiver, what if they actually, you know, no one's talking about it, but we had Verdun. He still thinks they're going to trade for Ayuk. He still thinks we're the most likely destination.
He said, well, Washington and Pittsburgh.
Drabby, I don't know what his credentials are in terms of when he makes a proclamation like that, but what if that actually happens?
Well, clearly.
What if the price drops the and price, all of a sudden Ayuk falls out of the sky?
The price is high because teams have dropped out.
Yes, some teams have dropped out.
The Patriots had price too high. Commanders, who knows if they were really in it. Maybe they just answered a phone call.
Exploratory interest a while ago.
Yes. And probably, look, the closer it gets to the season, maybe they're more likely to drop the price and say, we want to get something, because maybe they see their options as, we could ride it out this season, but he's going to bounce, or we can get something for him.
Or they may say, we can't win a Super Bowl without a legit number two receiver or one. It depends on
if I was San Francisco, I would just ride it out and take the compensatory.
I'd say they drafted the guy in the first round, right? They got Ricky Pearsall.
Maybe they love him.
Well, I'm sure they do. And it's certainly.
But he's not proven.
Right.
Supposedly, I mean, he's not Shanahan Ayuk. Takes a while for him to fall in love with you.
So maybe they feel like, we need Ayuk. We got to Super Bowl because Ayuk had a really good year last year amongst other guys, but they may say, we're just going to ride it out. He's going to probably want to have a really good year to get paid next year by whoever signs him, and then, or maybe they do trade him. I just don't see it.
I don't see it either. I think they should definitely keep him. I think he's also shown his cards by doing the sit-in thing or whatever, you know, by not sitting out.
Right, so he's not getting fined.
Yeah, so he's obviously shown he doesn't want to lose money, so he will play. And he's going to be motivated to have a big year, so I would ride it out. And then you could always, if you decide a year later, you know what? We do want to reward the kid. They could always do that in a year.
Correct. Again, they did this exact same thing, kind of, with Debo. Debo wanted to get paid. He said, I want to get traded. They said, we're not trading him. And then they signed him to a pretty big deal.
After the season or before?
It was before the season.
Oh. Well, I'm not convinced they're going to sign him before the season. I think they might just play it out.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I have no idea. But, I mean, he's if they want to win a Super Bowl, they need to pay him.
Draft, do you
they
think
need him to be there?
That, our guest that we had on, Matt Burnett, do you think he's plugged in?
I think he's,
or do you think
I
he's
think
guessing? He's,
no, I think he's plugged in, but I also see, I want to give him credit here. He's a Commanders fan. I see him on Twitter all the time. Jay Daniels, MVP on Twitter. He says, according to BetUS account, Commanders are plus 250 to land Brandon Ayuk, even after sources reported that Washington was out of the trade discussions. The Steelers are the favorite at plus 200.
So, I don't think Matt was being outrageous. I brought it up last week. I don't remember the name of the writer, but there was a guy from Pro
Football.
There was a guy. No, there was a guy from Pro Football Network who has the Commanders as a playoff team.
Mm. No, I don't mind that. I'm just talking
Everybody's
about the IU
trying
thing.
To pick
I'm talking
the
about
next
the IU
Houston
thing.
Texans.
Okay, yeah, that's what they're doing. Because, like you said before, there's always four or five or six teams that make.
I think
the
last 3 years it's been six, six, and seven teams that have made the playoffs that didn't make the playoffs the year before.
I feel like if the Texans didn't happen last year, people wouldn't be rushing to try and make the Commanders the new Texans. Like, I don't feel like people would say, oh, a 4-win team to a 10-win team, unless the Texans happened the year before.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not predicting 10 wins. Who knows what can happen?
No, but when you say he's the next CJ Stroud or this team could be the next Texans, you're talking about a team that jumps from 4 wins to 10 wins.
Sure. It's recent.
It's not.
I've mentioned this a bunch before. The Colts were right there, too. So the Colts, if they won their last playoff game, was that against the Texans? I've forgotten. But the Colts, I think, could have been in the playoffs and the Texans would have been out. I'd have to look at the schedule.
Might have been Jacksonville, but I can't remember. But yes, if they win that game, they're in the playoffs.
And they were a terrible team the year before. So teams make jumps. It's not just the Houston Texans.
I just don't now, look at the schedule and look at it and go, oh, it's just overwhelming. There's just so many guaranteed losers in there. I think there's a lot of winnable games on the schedule if you play well. I mean, I don't know. I like this schedule.
But maybe you didn't say that last year, but you usually look at the schedule and go, we can beat them.
Well,
we can beat them.
I always do that. But there are also games where I go, you know what? That's a guaranteed loser. You know, there are certain games where you just go, you know what? We're going to lose to them. We're going to lose to them. I don't see that this year.
So the Texans won the division last year 10-7.
Colts, and had a playoff win.
Colts finished 9-8. The last week of the season,
you're right, it was Houston.
It was against the Houston Texans, and they won 23-19. So the Colts were right there, and they were coming off, a 4-win season as well. And drafted a quarterback. Now he only played four games. But teams can turn it around quickly. We've gone through this many, many times. We all believe. Look, it remains to be seen. We all believe that the coaching staff has improved. I'm just laying out the possibility. 4 years from now, we could be like, it was just like Ron Rivera.
It just didn't work out.
It's just like Ron Rivera. Failed coach elsewhere. They took a team to a Super Bowl, didn't win it.
But they're not going to be as bad over 4 years as
one would
Rivera
expect.
Staff.
And we do believe the personnel is better. Defense can't get worse. They're dead last year. Dead last.
Yeah.
Dude, it's from the top down. The owner's better. The front office is better. The coaching staff is better. There's been an upgrade in talent. Virtually everywhere. They still have holes. Offensive line's a huge question. I think the pass rush overall is still a question. I think you have some questions in secondary. I'm not sure we have a kicker yet. Hmm. So, I mean, it's not like they don't have questions, but they're better up and down from the top to bottom.
They are, but that could mean 7 wins, not 10.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
10, you got to be spectacular in most of
this. I'm not predicting 10.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You got, you got 9. Want to prick the 11.
I got him at 9.
For you, for a team to go from 4.
An optimistic 9.
For a team to go from 4 to, let's just say, 8 or 9, your quarterback has to ever have a pretty good year.
Well, he has
pretty
to be,
damn good
he
year.
Has to be very good.
Yes.
I'm expecting him to be very good.
All right.
Hey, fellas, at University of Maryland Global Campus, a lot of credit is given to adult students who take what they've learned throughout life and use it to learn more, giving credit where credit is due. It's something that UMGC does on a daily basis. Literally, students can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's degree for prior learning or relevant experience, while graduate students can transfer up to 12 college-level credits toward a master's. Plus, get your application fee waived if you apply by August 29th. To learn how you can earn the credit you deserve to succeed again, visit umgc.edu.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.